Good morning and welcome to our 9 o'clock service at St. Margaret's Chipstead. If you would like a copy of the book sending to you, then please contact admin@smchipstead.org or phone 01737 552 160. But you will be able to pick up the file on our website. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
And we pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Let us confess our sins, remembering before God the times when we have fallen from temptation into sin. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. The Collect for the Fourth Sunday of Lent. Merciful Lord, you know our struggle to serve you. When sin spoils our lives and overshadows our hearts, come to our aid and turn us back to you again, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is taken from Psalm 119, verses 97 to 104. Oh, how I love your law! I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insights than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. This is the word of the Lord.
We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbours for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Can you take an A4 piece of paper and put it portrait-wise so the short end is closest to you, and fold it up from the bottom to the top, so you're folding it in half. Then do a quarter turn to the right, and again,
for the bottom up to the top. If you then hold it, again portrait-wise, but with the point where all the folds meet in your left hand, so the top right hand of has all the loose corners, and then tear away an oblong so that you are left with about 2 centimetres of paper out from each of the fold lines. So you're left with an L-shaped, and both the long length and the short length are on the fold lines. And then if you put that to one side. Today, of course, is Mothering Sunday. Have you done anything special for your mum today? Is that what she wanted? What sort of a day would be the most special day for you? If you could choose to do whatever you wanted to do without having to think of anybody else or their needs or money or anything, what would be the best day that you could possibly have? And if you've got somebody else there with you, you might want to share with them what would make your special day and why would it be special? What's so great about it? Mothers teach us to be independent from not long after we're born. They do have to take a lot of care of us for the first 2 years, but after that, they're continually teaching us to be independent, to be happy people who can survive in life without always having to ask them to help us, and who can thrive and be productive members of society helping others. God wants the same. He wants for us to become mature, to fulfil our God-given potential. And because he loves us so much, he sent Jesus partly to teach us, to show us the way of how to relate to him and how to relate to other people. But also, of course, Christ came to live among us, to die for us, and to rise again. You might think that God's son, Jesus, was the most powerful person who ever lived, and that he could do anything he wanted and not have to think of others but put himself first. But of course, that's not what scripture tells us. And our reading from Romans chapter 15 sets that out quite well. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Now, those who are mature in their faith can easily be recognised, for they don't live to please themselves, but have learned to patiently embrace others in their immaturity. Our goal must be to empower others to do what is right and good for them and to bring them into spiritual maturity. For not even the most powerful one of all, the Anointed One, lived to please himself. So obviously, being spiritually mature carries with it not putting yourself first, not trying to be the centre of the universe, not doing things like hoarding all the food and stockpiling so that others who don't have as much money can't buy any food to survive on, but putting others first and thinking of them and helping other people to become the best person that they can be. If you take your L sheet of paper, I always think that the L is for Lord. Lords are people who we should obey, and we should always obey our Lord and listen for his direction. But sometimes that's quite hard to do because we put ourselves first. If you open up that L so that there are no longer any folds in it, you'll see that we actually have a cross. The Anointed One didn't live to please himself. He died for us. He died because he loved us, and he knew that was the only way to break the power of sin and death so that we could have the promise of eternal life and eternity with God, our Heavenly Father. Scripture helps us to become spiritually mature so that we can continue no matter what is going on around us. These are really uncertain times at the moment. Everything's changing very quickly. And many people are very sad and confused and upset and hurt and angry and fearful. Let's carry on reading from our passage. Whatever was written beforehand is meant to instruct us in how to live. The scriptures impart to us encouragement and inspiration so that we can live in hope and endure all things. We do know that hope, don't we? We have the hope, we have the promise of eternal life. But we have so many other hopes as well. We know that we are loved children of our Heavenly Father. So with all that in mind, can I ask you to consider who you can encourage and inspire today? Whose day can you make better and brighter? Whose face can you put a smile on because you've been loving and gone that extra step for other people? As God's people in these difficult days, we are called to follow Christ's example, to show the way. It won't take us to the cross, but perhaps, like Jesus, we need to show sacrificial love and put the needs of others before our own. But also we need to model that love, that joy, that peace beyond all understanding that Jesus modelled. So may God, the source of great endurance and comfort, grace you with unity among yourselves, which flows from your relationship with Jesus, the Anointed One. Then, with a unanimous rush of passion, you will with one voice glorify God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will bring God glory when you accept and welcome one another as partners, just as the Anointed One has fully accepted you and received you as his partner. Isn't it great that Jesus thinks we are his partner in this ministry to further the kingdom of God and bring light and life, joy and peace into the lives of others? May God bless you and keep you this week. Amen.
and together we affirm our faith with the Creed on page 7. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father of all, we, your family, are scattered today and are not able to gather together to pray to you, but we know that you are listening to us wherever we may be. Help us feel a sense of unity through our collective prayers, as we need to be reassured of your loving presence in this unprecedented time of crisis. Father of all, we pray for our world. No one is exempt from the threat of the virus, and we are all potentially victims. Give strength to those who lead our nations, to the decision makers, that they use their influence wisely and compassionately in their attempts to control and subjugate the pandemic. We pray particularly for those parts of the world that do not have the resources that will enable them to protect those of their inhabitants who succumb to the virus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, we pray for our own country. We pray for our Queen, that she may stay safe and unharmed. We pray for our political leaders and our government, that they make sound judgments and decisions to protect our nation and give us the confidence that these decisions are for our collective good. We pray for all those working for our National Health Service, in whatever capacity, whose selfless sense of duty and responsibility is the bedrock of our society. Some of them will inevitably fall victim to the virus, others will reach a state of exhaustion, and they will need all the resolve and resilience they can muster to carry on in these unpredictable times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, we pray for our community, our own church family, and all those living in Chipstead, Hooghly, Nethern and Mugswell. We are all being sorely tested by the current outbreak. While mindful of our own needs, we must look to the needs of others, particularly the elderly, the vulnerable, and those who live alone. We pray that in our neighbourhoods, those who are able will offer to help those in difficulty. We are all anxious, but a smile or a wave, if no personal contact is possible, can lift the spirits. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, we pray for all those who have succumbed to the virus and are suffering from its effects. Give them hope that they will recover, patience to endure the symptoms, and faith in your all-encompassing love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, we pray for ourselves. Give us strength and courage in these uncertain times. Teach us to be outward focused, aware of how we can be help to others rather than concerned with our own problems. Calm our fears, that we may be reassured of your comforting presence, and give us resilience and determination in the new daily routine we are obliged to follow. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Finally, a prayer from the Dean of Southwark. Loving God, source of healing and comfort, fill us with your grace, that the sick may be made whole, that those who care for us may be strengthened, that the anxious may be calmed. and those most vulnerable be protected. In the power of Spirit, in the faith of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us access to his grace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise, Almighty God and Everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ your Son. For in these 40 days you lead us into the desert of repentance, that through a pilgrimage of prayer and discipline, we may grow in grace and learn to be your people once again. Through fasting, prayer, and acts of service, you bring us back to your generous heart. Through study of your holy word, you open our eyes to your presence in the world and free our hands to welcome others into the radiant splendor of your love. As we prepare to celebrate the Easter feast, with joyful hearts and minds, we bless you for your mercy and join with saints and angels forever praising you and saying, Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Accept our praise, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself, made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ your Son, our Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world.
Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. As our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
We join together in the second prayer of humble access, found on page 15. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. Here is the table of the Lord. We are gathered to his supper, a foretaste of things eternal. The body of Christ, broken for you, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The blood of Christ shed for you, preserve your body and soul unto everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, whose blessed Son, our Saviour, gave his back to the smiters and did not hide his face from shame, give us grace to endure the sufferings of this present time with sure confidence in the glory that shall be revealed through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
now for our church family news. Everything that you need to know will be posted regularly on our church website. Each Sunday morning, we will continue to worship at our regular times, and you will know that you are worshiping alongside those with whom you would usually worship, albeit from different locations. If you would like a book, as I said at the beginning, please contact the church office, although files should be uploaded to the website as well, so that you can read each individual service each week. And we are hoping shortly to have morning prayer and other prayer resources for during the week available on the website as well. May God, from whom the death of sin raised you to new life in Christ, keep you from falling and set you in the presence of his glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.